When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
3 Welcome to Raw Impressions. Barlow present Raw Impressions.
I've got a lot of gravel in my throat. You could hear it in that Raw Impressions. I've got kind of a cauldron of lava.
Does that mean it's dry or it's
cauldron of lava? That's a terrible title.
Oh my goodness. Well, what does that mean with your voice?
My voice has texture right now.
Why?
In the form of mucus.
Oh, you have mucus.
I have mucal buildup. Remember we were talking about that could just be a physical inherited trait of mine.
Oh.
Remember?
Uh-huh.
That time?
I am now, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday?
Correct. Yep, I'm there.
I really didn't need to bring that up. A lot of times I really do want to bring up mucus and poop.
So you're saying you have a lot of phlegm right now in your chest or in your throat or?
I don't know. It's like, I don't know where, I generalize it just like, yeah, my throat sort of, but towards, I don't want to talk about where my mucus is coming from.
Well, I just want to say maybe it's allergies. Maybe it's allergies.
Oh, it definitely is.
The seasons, they are changing.
They are for real changing.
Yeah.
I think this is it.
Like the change is happening.
You suggested I put the snowblower away like 2 months ago, and I said, nope. And it did snow.
It did.
But now, I think it's almost time to put the snowblower away.
I was going to ask you, should we put the snowblower away before we go to Los Angeles? But then I thought, are you going to say no? I'm pretty sure it's not going to snow.
I'm going to put it away.
Let's do it.
I'm putting it away.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Goodbye, snowblower. We only hung out a couple times this year, snowblower.
I was looking at the forecast for next week when we're in Los Angeles for here in Greenfield. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to have a lovely spring break, April break. It's going to be in the 70s.
Well, good for them. Good for us.
Yeah. You know? So I think that it probably is time to put the snowblower underneath the deck and carry on with spring.
I'm ready.
Me too. So what else is new? Yeah.
Well,
what's happening?
I got a little bit of a surprise for you.
Is it the surprise that I'm not really allowed to hear about that you and Izzy are doing such a wonderful job at hiding in front of me?
Well, I forgot that we had the secret last night. I got her in on the secret.
Well, she came and told me in the bedroom. She said, I'm going to go into Daddy's office, but I'm not going to bother him. I'm just going to hang out in there quietly. And you know what? I believed her because I was like, oh, she's really wanting to be near you.
Yeah, she had the whole story worked out. And because I was like, well, keep this secret from Mama because I want to surprise her. Mm-hmm. I want to surprise Mama. So she really took that seriously. As of this morning, I forgot.
I forgot about our ruse.
I forgot about the whole thing. And she was still holding on to it like, no, Dad, Mama does know.
And all I did not jam with you last night. She's like, I didn't jam with you last night.
And I was like, what are you, crazy? You did jam with me last night.
Yeah, because you were like, oh, Izzy, we jammed together last night. And she's like, no, we didn't. We did not jam last night.
And I kept going, yeah, we did, but then I'm not realizing she was simply trying to follow through
with plan, your plan.
With my plan.
I know.
My plan.
She was, her face was desperately getting more desperate. She was like, dude, you've lost it. We come back.
No, perfect timing. Okay, good. Where the dreams are here forever to stay.
Take a walk down memory lane.
Where the dreams are here forever to stay.
So take a walk down memory lane.
Where the dreams are here forever to stay.
Take a walk down memory lane.
And laugh at the jokes you forgot to say. About the problems that you probably made. It's gonna be a brutal day.
Take a walk down memory lane.
Where the dreams are here forever to stay.
Take a walk down memory lane.
Where the dreams are here forever to stay. Take a walk down memory lane.
Song written by Izzy Barlow.
Yep, melody, all those lyrics.
Everything. I don't know if that came through the one line, which is amazing. It's my favorite, which is, today is going to be a brutal day. Let's take a walk down memory lane. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you could hear brutal, but in case anyone else missed that. But
I thought it really leaned into brutal.
Oh, really?
Brutal. I used my gravel. Brutal.
I don't know if it, yeah. But so we, well, it's funny because, you know, kids are always watching and listening, even when we think, oh, they're not paying attention because they're sort of seeming preoccupied while the adults are talking, right? Mm. They're still taking in, well, some of them are. She's one of those people who's making note of everything. And so we went out to a lunch on the weekend with Lou's sisters and his mom. We did like a little family kind of brunch thing. It happened to be one of those brunches that happened where you kind of like reminisce about certain things, or you're talking about childhood.
My sister was up here from DC. Yeah. We're not often together, really. So we were all together.
A couple times a year, she comes up and we get together.
Right, but we were all there, and my mom sitting next to me, and you know, the conversation starts to turn to memories.
Yes, memories.
The good old days when times were bad. You know,
it's a Dolly Parton song, and it's such a poignant song, by the way, if you've never heard it. But so anyway, yeah, and Izzy was there, you know, quietly kind of eating her hot dog and her French fries and coloring in the little paper that they gave her. And, you know, she could have either been completely in her head or paying attention. Right. And she turns out, of course, she was clocking everything. And then just at dinner the other night, she was like, did she just start singing? Let's take a walk down memory lane.
She did. And she was singing it, you know, it was.
Yes.
She'd been singing it for a little while.
Yeah. And we were like, what is this about? Where did this come from? Because usually we ask her, like, where'd you hear that? And it's usually Taylor Swift or Casey Musgraves. It's one of the two. But this time she was like, what did she say?
I was like, is that a Taylor Swift song? She goes, no. And I'm like, did you make it up? And she nodded.
Oh, yeah.
And then she started like adding verses
to it.
To the chorus.
And then she told me, I said, wow, where'd you get that? Let's take a walk down memory lane. And she said, from you. You said it at lunch.
Right.
I didn't even remember saying that, but.
We were swapping some childhood stories that were, you know, a little on the dark side, right?
Yeah.
A little bit. A little bit of a dark family conversation. And you said, you know, sarcastically.
Right.
It's a walk down memory lane. You know, as you.
Right.
You know, and it's interesting because, like, you know, my siblings and I and siblings in general, we all have different stories of how what transpired in the past.
Sure.
But we were reminiscing about moving from Michigan to Massachusetts in 1978.
Mm-hmm.
And how intense it was, because the house that we moved into in Massachusetts was like actually really fucked up. Like, my parents bought the house, and then we realized things like carpenter ants had eaten half of the house. The woman that lived there before, the mother, was deeply depressed. I don't know why we knew this, but there was black, but the whole theme of the house was black and red. There was black countertops.
Oh, really? Wow.
Like red drapes.
I've been to this house.
My mother actually kind of renovated or restyled the house on her own throughout the 20 odd years that they lived in that house. But when we first got there, it was a bit of a mind fuck. We had just moved from Michigan into this house.
Where the dreams are here forever to stay.
So take a walk down memory lane.
Where the dreams are here forever to stay.
You bought a dress for $100. Then you think it really sucked.
Take a walk down memory lane. Dreams are here forever to stay.
So great.
Remember that verse?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, she just then started riffing and saying these just funny verses and stuff. And we were like, dang, these are great. These are great. We should write this down. And so, you did. You were writing it down. And then you guys didn't jam last night, but you did. And
we did. We had a secret jam that Mama was...
The not-so-secret jam.
The not-so-secret jam.
Because our bedroom is right next to this room, and so, of course, I heard it.
And she was going to sing the I Bought a Dress for $100, found out it really sucked, but she didn't want to say sucked. She did not want to say it. So she said, Daddy, I'll spell it. Like, and so she did, but I didn't capture it, unfortunately. Bless. But she was like, then I say S-U-C-K-E-D. And I'm like, what is she saying? Like, I wasn't even putting it together that she was spelling out the word sucked. And she said, because I can't say that.
Oh.
I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to spell it.
That was really cute. I liked your song.
Oh, you think it's over?
Oh, it's going to keep coming in and out. That's fine. Yeah, fine.
There's a...
Oh. Surprise, there it is again. Take a walk.
Take a walk. Take a walk down memory lane.
A Lego set for $20.
Take a walk down memory lane.
Then you never play with it.
Take a walk down memory lane.
Don't get stuck on the bad stuff, yeah.
Take a walk, take a walk.
Take a walk, take a walk. Take a walk, take a walk.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Again, more of her lines. Although the last one,
are those her lyrics?
Not the last one. The don't get stuck on the bad stuff. Yeah, that was me.
Mm.
That was for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go down memory lane, but don't get stuck. You know?
Yeah, keep going.
Keep going. Just,
it's okay to reminisce sometimes and then move on.
That's my message. That's the message I wanted to impart in the song.
Yeah, that's funny. I wonder. what that's like family to family, if people have the relationship with their parents where maybe they're not allowed to talk about family memories. It could be like, we don't talk about the past, even, you know, whatever. I think that that's definitely part of some families.
And yeah, then, I'm sure that it's ended with the police with a lot of families. Like,
God,
like, remember, don't start talking about that.
Yeah, do not bring up the time.
Oh, no.
Your dad put the hot dogs on the grill and blah, blah. What? Yeah, how dare you?
Don't bring that up. Don't bring that up.
Yeah. I have found that usually when I bring up a story from my childhood, my mom always says, I just don't even remember that. How do you even remember these things, Adele? And as a parent now, I don't blame her because it is so, you do, you just forget. There's so much and you're just, you know, when you're a parent in some ways, you're just kind of like juggling the, I want to be present and I want to like feel this moment with just, I'm surviving this phase or this moment or this hard time or, and even if it's great times, it's just, it's a lot, you know? And, I forget things. Like I forget, oh my gosh, it could make me cry. Like I forget, what was Izzy even like when she was 2 and 3?
Well, we do, you know, now in the age of smartphones, we have plenty.
You have some glimpses, although I have to say I did not video Izzy as much as I would have liked. But then again, you know, it's like, what do? You sit there with your camera on your kid all the time videoing them? Yeah, I guess. And that's fine. And people have been videoing their families with not just smartphones, but whole camcorders and stuff forever. And it's an interesting thing to document your life. It's an interesting way to do it. And like you guys did it with cassette tapes a lot growing up, like you would, your family would put a cassette recorder down and record a party
it's
or
Christmas.
Something.
Yeah. Let's record it.
Yeah. You guys were like early.
Oh my God. I mean,
documenting of the family.
I think I have a cassette of like Christmas 1979, the year that after we moved to Massachusetts and,
probably in the 80s.
It's intense. I mean, because
take a walk down memory lane part two. Well,
yeah, I mean, I'll dig it up. I mean, you have that to look forward to.
You might
to.
Have to vet that with the family before you
raw impressions, listeners. I that will like my sisters and I destroying Christmas carols, and just my mother was just beside herself laughing. Oh. But it was actually at this very difficult time. Her mother had passed away, and it was.
Where the dreams are here forever to stay.
Take a walk down memory lane.
Laugh at the jokes you forgot to say.
Take a walk down memory lane.
Think about the problems that you probably made. It's gonna be a brutal day.
Take a walk. This could benefit from some drums, you know, some like really just bass, drums, guitar, just really flesh it out.
this is the beginning of an epic.
An epic jam.
She came up with
10-minute all too well version.
Yeah, she came up. She came up with the take a walk. I mean, I was listening back to what we did last night because I sat her down in your chair last night and and we were there for like, she was sort of like, didn't seem like she was into it so much or she didn't really want to be taking direction because I was like, I knew the song. I'm like, look, she'd made up the song. It had the verse, it had the chorus. But she was more interested in like making up new lines and like moving on from, you know, and it was, I did have the thought, I was like, this is kind of like being in an indie band, you know, like
it's like, she does
it's like,
have
I'm
kind
move
of,
on, man.
Yeah. We've done this already.
We did this. We already practiced that. I don't want to do it. Let's move on. You know, like just that early 90s, sort of impatience and moving on. And so it really reminded me of that. And, But yeah, so she came up with a little, it's a fairly faithful representation of her words.
Yes, it is.
Her sentiment.
It is. It's basically what melody. She said at the dinner table. Although I thought there was a couple other lines in there that were really good too.
There were.
Yeah.
I tried to remember. I remembered as much as I could.
Yeah.
You know.
Dang. I love that one though. What's it?
We should have recorded her. We should have been recording
She's
her.
The kid that is very pro social media. So, you know, she keeps, did you put that on Instagram? Post this. And I'm like, no, I don't really need to post, like, you know, 50 pictures of your baby dolls and like the new family portraits that you took. And, but, you know, she, we'll see how long it lasts. She's only 8. So I think when kids kind of like hit the tween years, that relationship can change. But anyway, that one line, which is, laugh at the joke you forgot to say.
That's the one that stuck out when we were at the table. We're like, what did you just say? Laugh at the jokes you forgot to make.
No, you forgot to say.
Laugh at the jokes you forgot to say. And which I thought was a really, it's funny. It's a funny image because I could just, yeah. I was like, I feel like I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel I've laughed. Like my kids will, you know.
It's your aftermath where you're like, oh, I should have said that.
The kids will be like, especially the two older ones will be, when I'm in the car with them, I'll just laugh and they'll be like, what are you laughing at?
You're laughing at the jokes you forgot to say.
I'm laughing at the thing I forgot to say to the person at the supermarket.
Right.
You know, because that's me. Because I do this sort of internal thing after I have a social interaction.
Mm-hmm.
I will then replay the whole thing in my mind.
Yes.
And sort of react to it.
And, yes, yes, yes.
You know, like, well, I'll leave a store and the kids will be like, what are you laughing at? And I'm literally thinking, I'm laughing at...
You're recreating, right?
recreating the conversation. And maybe even thinking of something funny I could have said.
Yes.
But I forgot to say.
Or you couldn't think of it in the moment,
Think of it in the moment.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of it in the moment.
Yeah,
so.
That's what I have. I have the... And I'm sure a million people do, but they after like, aha, I should have said that. That would have been really clever and really good.
That was kind of
really brutal.
That was sort of the most agonizing part of starting a podcast was like listening to a conversation, listening to the actual recording and going, I should have said that there.
Mm.
And then just learning to forgive myself mm-hmm. for not being quite as sharp and on the moment. As I wished I could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. But at least a podcast is another, you get to keep trying again the next episode. You get another shot at it.
It's true. They're just
You get another shot at those hurdles. You just get to keep trying to jump them and, you know, see if you'll make it to the end. And, oh man, I think I hear the rain outside. It sounds like it's raining. I can kind of hear it in my headphones.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, should I?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hear it. Yeah, it was a little dreary today.
It's a little drippy out there.
A little drippy.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Our roof, I hope our roof is okay. Okay, well, we have holes in our roof, and we're getting a new roof. We already talked about that. So, yes, we've signed the paperwork. We've signed off our life. We've committed.
I got to empty the buckets before we go to LA.
Make sure there's nice, big,
empty buckets up there. I think I'm up to like 4 to 5 buckets.
Oh, gosh.
Positioned strategically in our wonderful attic.
We love our home.
Which
it's
will
a great
be,
home.
It will be saved by this, a new roof.
Yeah. We're not getting a new deck, but we're getting a new roof. Gosh.
I'm going to feel good about it.
I am too.
I'm putting a nice hat back on this house.
Yeah, I know. The hat's broken, so it needs to
it needs
a new hat. It's true. It's true. So you got to do that. It's just like, okay, it's not very exciting, but it's extremely necessary and you got to do it. So yeah. What's up?
I don't know.
Oh, yes. Excuse me. But so we're leaving for Los Angeles in just a couple of days. Oh, I can't talk about that. Am I packing? I'm already start my pre-packing.
We've already talked about that too.
Oh, I can talk about that all day long.
Raw impressions.